today.
Without further ado,
WBSM presents The Barry Richard Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richard Show.
Hi, welcome back to the program. It is 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. The snow has switched over to rain, and it appears to be raining pretty steadily right now, at least here in Fairhaven on the Neck. I'm not sure where you are right now, so don't call me and say, "Baby, it's snowing here," because I understand that we're near the water, and sometimes near the water it gets a little warmer. So if you're living in Timbuktu and it's in snowing there, nice. But anyway, The weather center's point here, we have a winter storm watch that has now been posted for our entire area from the National Weather Service. And this goes into effect at 12 a.m. On Monday. And so that's midnight, Sunday night, Monday, and is in effect until 7 p.m. On Monday. It's a winter storm watch. And the National Weather Service is talking about the possibility of heavy snow, total accumulations of more than 6 inches, south coastal Massachusetts and Rhode Island, including Cape Cod and the islands, again, from late Sunday night through Monday evening. They're warning of whiteout conditions being possible at times and may make travel treacherous and potentially life-threatening. And so stick with us, and we'll keep you posted on that as we move along into the weekend and through the weekend and all of that. And of course, we'll be here for you on Monday, folks. Tim will be here in the morning, right? I hope, anyway. Hope he can get here. All right, so we've been kind of preoccupied all day with the Supreme Court decision on tariffs, but there's other stuff happening. And Tim Dunn, who is the political correspondent, political reporter for the Boston Herald, who joins us normally in the 1 o'clock hour on Friday, allowed us to bump back his session to 2 o'clock so that we can carry President Trump's address in the last hour. He's with me on the line right now. We appreciate you hanging in there, Tim, and joining us a little bit later. How you doing?
Good, Barry. How are you doing? How was Las Vegas?
Las Vegas was Las Vegas. What happens there stays there, right? I lost my voice out there, though. I don't know what happened to it. I must have lost it somewhere. But
hey, well, that's staying in Vegas. The reasons why you're staying there. So fair enough.
There you go.
Governor Healey, before we get started, I just sent you this in your email, but we're posting the story any minute now. She released a statement on Trump's tariffs. If you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
So Governor Healey is taking a stance that most people would probably expect. She was against Trump's tariffs all along. She says in a statement released this afternoon, Massachusetts is home to over 46,000 federal government employees. None of them should be losing their... Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong press release, Barry. I apologize. Let me find what I sent you. Well, I pull that up anyway. She was pretty much bashing the tariffs and was calling on Trump, was calling him chaotic and calling them a horrible economic decision and all those things that you'd expect. But that'll be posting any minute soon. I apologize for not having that ready for you.
That's all right. No problem. If you find it, just go ahead. I mean, I think it's pretty predictable what Healey would have to say anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Is she in Washington yet for the governor's meeting?
She is. She's not going to the governor's meeting. She's going to be doing her own thing. She's going to attend tomorrow an event with, I believe, Westmore and another and one other governor to have their own little panel discussion on economics or something. But she is skipping today's meeting at the White House that Trump actually got the news of the tariff decision at. And she is skipping tomorrow night's dinner with all the governors at the White House as well.
Yeah. Which is so petty to me. It's petty. I mean, what do you hope to accomplish? I mean, how bad is that for the taxpayers of Massachusetts when your governor has an opportunity to sit in the room with the president and ask questions, even if you disagree with him and you want to make some statements or whatever, but communicate with the president of the United States? But because she's got a little snit going along with some of her other Democrats, she's going to skip the meeting. I mean, that's pretty stupid, and it doesn't represent us very well.
Well, it's pretty hypocritical, too. She's while she's doing a partisan act by not going, she's calling the president a partisan. And that's one of the reasons she's not going. I said this before, Barry, and since Healey launched her reelection campaign back in January, she has been in election mode, and everything she is doing is based on her getting reelected. So she has taken the stance of being completely anti-Trump, not wanting to work with him and standing up to him, where you'd think that all of these things that she's trying to overcome that are kind of challenges to her campaign, like the cost of living and the energy prices and all these things, what have you, you'd think that she'd want to go and chat with the president about these things and try to get a resolution here.
Yeah, and the SNAP money, which we're going to talk to you about in just a couple of seconds. But, you know, what just crossed my mind while I'm listening to you is, so the governor is in Washington. The reason she went to Washington was for the meeting of the National Governors Association, which you tell me now she's going to skip or has skipped. I assume that the taxpayers of Massachusetts paid for her to go to the National Governors Association meeting, and now she's not attending it. Should she? I wonder if she's, I'm just thinking out loud here, should she reimburse the taxpayers? She's going to Washington, but she's not going for the intended purpose. I wonder if anybody's going to think to ask her whether she should feels the need to reimburse taxpayers.
That's a great question. I'll certainly put that on my list for whenever she gets back here in Massachusetts. And, she seems to be traveling a lot, but this is an expected meeting that, all the governors attend across the country, and they're expected to go, and she's just completely blowing it off. I don't know what she's doing in D.C. today, because she has no events for D.C. today scheduled.
Yeah, of course not. All right, so we've got our Senator Markey. I haven't heard about the rest of the delegation, but Markey's refusing to attend the State of the Union speech on Tuesday. And have you heard about any other members of the delegations skipping it as well?
No other members of the delegation yet. I have been checking, but no, Markey is going to be joining a list of that is at least 12 other Democrats that are going to be skipping the State of the Union, going to what's called the People's State of the Union. That's going to be in the National Mall. And he's just kind of continuing to do his little hot and trot kind of thing of being against Trump and not going. And, it's kind of just like Healey skipping the governor's meetings today with Trump. Also, you're expected to go. It's your job to go as a member of Congress and attend the State of the Union. And you have the opportunity to boo as loud as you want or to sit quietly and not applaud Trump. But I think it's expected, from your constituents that you go.
Well, that's the thing. These people are elected by all of the residents of Massachusetts and not just, people in their left wing cadre. So they should be doing the job that the people elected them to do. And that is to attend the State of the Union speech on it's Tuesday night, I believe, right? Or Monday, Tuesday, probably.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, and to do these things, like go to the governor's meeting so you can sit and talk to governors. Maybe if Moore Healey sat for a little while with, Governor DeSantis or whatever, she might come up with some ideas and so on and so forth. This is ridiculous. We're paying these people to do a job, and they're not doing the job that they were elected and are being paid to do.
Exactly. I wouldn't go as far as saying dereliction of duty, but it kind of straddles that line of, what else are you doing? Because we all know what the People's State of the Union is going to be. It's hosted by Katie Fang and Joy Reid of MSNBC. It's going to be pretty much just an episode of an MSNBC program, just bash Trump and bash Republicans.
Yeah. Healey's got another department head stepping down. It was on State House News Service. I'm sure your paper probably had it this morning as well, the Boston Herald, that she's losing her Housing and Livable Community Secretary, Ed Augustus. He's stepping down. What's going on with this administration? Nobody seems to want to work there anymore.
Oh, I know. Well, aside from all the other scandals and issues going on with the administration alone, it's been a revolving door, especially with their secretaries. They also, I think it was last week as recently, that Patrick Tutwiler, the education secretary, was stepping down. It's
right.
It's kind of a recurring theme. Once a week, you hear about a new slate of businesses that are leaving the state and the new, slate of secretaries that are leaving the executive branch at the State House. It's pretty incredible. No, I haven't really got too much more information that the State House doesn't have on why this most recent secretary left. But, it must be, to some degree with some of them, either a difference in ideology or a difference in opinion of where the executive office is going or I can't really imagine any other reasons. They're all well paid and they're well taken care of.
Well, and I mean, we're not just losing, you know, people that are in charge of, you know, dumping the trash or whatever. Very important people. I mean, the Department of Transportation, we lost Monica Tibbetts. Not that that was a tremendous loss, but now Ed Augustus in the middle of a housing crisis and so on and so forth. The education, you know, as scores are down because of the pandemic and stay at home learning and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, these are all important positions where their leaders are walking away. And, you know, generally when you see that happen, you know, the department heads are worried about the reelection, but Healy supposedly has a 62% approval rating. I would imagine that they would feel pretty comfortable in their job security and all of that. So there's something there. Either she's not getting along with these people or they're different ideologies or whatnot. But we've got a transportation crisis and we have no transportation secretary. Phil Heng is doing what? Both that and trying to run the trains and so on and so forth. And now housing, education, we're looking for a new education director. So, one just has to wonder. Either this woman is very difficult to get along with or there's some big problems there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you see all the issues and all the opposition to the administration when it was fully staffed and fully, you know, running on all engines. And, you know, I think it'd be scary to those people to think, oh, great, now this administration is running thin. What's going to happen now?
Yeah. Seth Moulton and Jim McGovern, you had a piece this morning in the Boston Herald. Both Congressman Seth Moulton, a Democrat, of course, running, going to primary Ed Markey this year. And Jim McGovern, Havana Jim, who's been in the Congress way too long, blasting President Trump on cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Now, essentially what the Trump administration is saying is there's waste, fraud, and abuse throughout this program, not only in Massachusetts, but in other states as well. And he's asking these states to cooperate with him. Let's match our numbers. Let's match our people, our databases, and see if we can't ferret out all of this abuse. So far, the state has refused to do so. And yet, rather than Seth Moulton and Jim McGovern saying, hey, yeah, let's try to save the people some money here, they're banging Trump for trying to get this thing straightened out.
Absolutely. And it's funny, the timing of this thing, too. I know they're on the federal level, but they have to know what's going on in the state. This is just days after we had the whistleblower report that we had in the Sunday Herald, and just a couple, you know, just a week or two after the latest SNAP fraud scheme busted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's one of two that are in the last couple months. And the $12 million in public benefits fraud busted by State Auditor Diana DeSoglio. And, you know, so they had their typical, you know, it was a typical rant against Trump and cutting federal SNAP cuts they had at their time in the podium when they were holding this press conference yesterday. And I had decided to go. The whole point I wanted to go for is to ask them, you know, well, should the governor and all these other blue states turn over this information? You know, Barry, Massachusetts ranks among the lowest, the worst states in the country. I think it's in the bottom five for fraud detection. This is a state that gets $100 billion a year for its SNAP program. And it ranks among the worst in fraud detection. And actually, it had a payment error rate. I just got a file today. It was in, and this can't really be disputed by any Democrats. This is a FY24 USDA audit report under the Biden administration that shows they had 14% of $100 billion annually they get for SNAP was fraudulently paid out funds. So that's a lot of money. It's $14 billion in funding that is going just to waste, you know, and that's just 1 year. So I asked them if they should turn this information over. And, you know, they went in their typical rant. The governor went on a rant saying that federally SNAP makes up less than 1% of all fraud accounted for. Kind of the same excuse the governor's office gave and the DTA gave us during this whistleblower article. And Seth Moulton had a really wild response to that question or statement during his press conference. And he tried comparing the 40 million Americans who rely on SNAP across the country to the $400 million ballroom project that President Trump is erecting. But he failed to mention, of course, I'm sure you're not going to be surprised, that the ballroom is privately funded, unlike the taxpayer-funded SNAP program.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, and it, what just absolutely cracks me up is, you know, there is fraud here. everybody knows this fraud here. Everybody who does grocery shopping at Market Basket or whatever, they see the fraud every time they go out shopping. We hear about it. They must not read the Boston Herald, because the whistleblower report you had was, you know, blew my socks off in your piece that you wrote. And essentially what the whistleblower is saying is the fraud is so rampant that the people who run the department are just essentially saying, we can't even get a handle on it, just ignore it and move on, right?
Barry, as this whistleblower told me, and as we had in our headline, it's just unbelievable. You know, this whistleblower told us about so many different things that are going on there that are just been allowed and kind of just glossed over, getting told to, quote, tread lightly when it comes to verifying things like identity and just basic things. I mean, this person told me that they were getting pushback from not only the applicant, who a lot of times are migrants and their higher ups, on basic things like verifying an address. These applicants will tell them things like, oh, I live around here on this street. Okay, well, where's your address? Tons of applicants will send in a request to either add children onto benefits without providing any proof of the child or what the relationship to the child is. They'll send in handwritten notes that are somehow accepted and processed as being, verifiable information to get on an EBT card. And actually, Barry, I've been talking to somebody for a follow-up article that's going to be coming out in the Sunday Herald with even more revelations. It's kind of confirming what this whistleblower told us, that they confirmed that you don't really need any information. What you can do is you can call today and say, I'm Barry Richard. I make this much money and lie about it and say you make way substantially less money and get an EBT card, probably within a week.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. And so Moulton and McGovern, they see no fraud, right? They see no fraud. There's just Trump being evil, trying to, make people starve and taking away their benefits. They just don't see this fraud at all, or they're just not willing to admit it.
They're not willing to admit it. I mean, they have so many staffers that tell them the news. They see the news. I mean, for God's sake, State Auditor Diana Zoglio was on talking about fraud and her other, legal battles with getting an audit of the legislature just last week on Fox News. So they know what's going on, and they take the typical approach and throw the typical tropes at Trump for not wanting to feed families. And that's a similar thing that the whistleblower disclosed with us in this report, where when the Trump administration finally had enough and cut off funding to replace stolen benefits, the administration, the Healey administration, through the DTA, put out a public robocall. And this is the only country in the only state in the country that ends up doing this, was having extremely partisan language, just exclusively blaming the Trump administration for, quote, not allowing you to put food on your tables for your families. So it just comes down to just point the finger, deny and point the finger and ignore the truth.
So the what's going on here, I mean, in a nutshell, is you have a fraud that is out of control. Nobody seems to want to do anything about it. Turned a blind eye to it. We had all of the stuff that you uncovered with your whistleblower, the $7 million fraud with the Haitian guys, the $12 million that was uncovered by the Zoglio's investigative unit, the fraud that was talked about by Leah Foley in her investigation. I mean, we're talking about, many, many, many millions, billions of dollars, I guess, right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe billions is too much, but hundreds of millions of dollars anyway in fraud that's going on, and yet nobody sees this. Nobody cares about it. You've got five members of the Senate. In fact, there are only five Republican members of the Senate, and they're now calling for a hearing. They want an oversight hearing on what's going on, based on your report. I mean, your reporting has opened the eyes of some folks on Beacon Hill. They want a hearing. I wonder where that'll go.
Yeah, it sure has. And as you said, those that Senate Republican caucus, though they're a small bunch, though they're certainly trying to get things moving here in response to this. And Senator Montigny did provide a written response through his office, and he did say that, while they all take fraud very seriously and he wants to address any sort of fraud accusations, that it's too early to comment on whether they're going to grant a hearing or not. And that's understandable. They got to look through things and see what, what's going on and how they could address it. And, I think also there might be, there might be an influence in that decision, based on what the feds are going after. So, but it's on his desk. He's aware of it, and I'm sure he's going to be talking about that with that oversight committee, the post audit and oversight committee, any day or any week now, about how to proceed.
So your reporting is now catching the attention of the national media, or some of the national media. Last week, the auditor DiSaglio was on Saturday morning with Katie McInerney on Fox News. And she talked a bit about the audit, but she also talked about the snap fraud that she uncovered. And you're going to be appearing tomorrow morning on Fox News. Last I heard, it's going to be just after 11 o'clock to talk about your whistleblower report. So we can't get the Massachusetts press to look into any of this stuff, but the national press is starting to pay attention to what's going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We all saw the auditor on. I'm sure most of us saw the auditor on last week. And I'll be joining the same show as a shameless plug here. I'll be joining at 11:08 a.m. with Kayleigh McEnany on Saturday in America on Fox. And we'll get right into this whistleblower report, talk about it. And also, just to look forward to, on Sunday, we're going to have another edition coming out. And there'll be more and more things coming out in this series of this whistleblower report. And hey, if the state isn't going to pay attention to it, if the other media outlets aren't going to pay attention to it, we certainly will.
Yeah. Well, keep making these people run, because you're doing a good job, and you got people talking, and people are happy that we actually have some journalism going on in Massachusetts again. Tim Dunn, we'll watch you tomorrow on Fox with Kayleigh, and we look forward to chatting with you next week and reading your article on Sunday, too.
Thanks so much, Barry. Appreciate it.
All right. Tim Dunn, a Boston Herald political reporter, and great work being done by Tim right there. By the way, just to... You know, Tim Dunn used to appear, not only does he appear on this radio program, but he used to work here at WBSM. And Kayleigh McInerney, before she became President Trump's spokesman in the last administration, she appeared on this program, too. So there you go. Two veterans of the Buried Richard Show are going to be on tomorrow at Fox News at 11 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that. All right, let me take the break. We're going to come right back after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for a meaningful way to engage with members of your community and make a difference? Volunteer with the Massachusetts Senior Medicare Patrol Program and help prevent Medicare fraud. SMP volunteers work in their community, educating their peers about how to prevent, detect, and report healthcare errors, fraud, and abuse. Visit our volunteer open house at masmp.org. Join our team and help us fight fraud. Together, we can make a difference. This project is supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back out of the program. It is 2:34 on a Friday afternoon, and Tim mentioned at the outset that he had received a press release from Governor Healey concerning, or her office. She's in Washington, but her office sent out a press release, and obviously she didn't write it because she's in Washington doing something that we don't know, because she's not attending the governor's meeting, which she's supposed to be doing, which we are probably paying for, right? Anyway, the reaction, it says, his chaotic approach has caused instability in our economy, undermined business confidence, and weakened the United States' standing on the world stage. So while this is a welcome development, the damage has already been done, she said. Well, let me just correct Madam Governor, because the national economy is booming. The national economy is stronger than it's ever been. The Massachusetts economy, the national economy, doing good. Trade deficit last month, or last quarter, the best it's been in 33 years. Massachusetts economy totally sucks. People are fleeing. Business are fleeing. So she's right about that, you know, instability in our economy. But that's not caused by Trump. That's caused by her miserable leadership and her inability to stop spending your money and raising more money. So, you know, what's interesting, too, sent an email to Carissa Hand this morning. Carissa Hand is the governor's press secretary, and wanted to know, because I was scrolling this morning on social media, and I came across a meme from Brian Shortsleeve, Republican candidate for governor, and in it he was talking about how Healey is still going to charge. You know how President Trump, in the Big Beautiful Bill, discontinued taxing tips and overtime wages? Well, Maura Healey's not going to honor that. Maura Healey is still going to charge taxes, still going to tax your tips and your overtime, right? Trump's not. You're not going to be taxed, with no federal tax on that anymore. Tips and overtime hours, overtime pay. But Maura Healey's going to tax you on it. So if you get, if you see your tax returns and it says you're getting, you got to pay tax, that's Maura Healey. That's not Trump. Trump eliminated the federal tax on that. Maura Healey's going to stick with it. So I sent a press release, an email to Carissa Hand, the governor's press secretary, this morning, asking why. First of all, is it true? And second of all, why? Why are you doing that? And have not received a response yet. Email went out probably about 7 this morning. And so that was about 7.5 hours. I've not received a response to it yet. So Maura Healey wants to talk about the economy being bad. The economy is, the economy nationally is great. The economy in Massachusetts is pretty bad. And it's all Maura's fault, Maura Healey's fault, right? So Maura Healey is in Washington right now, right? She went there under the guise of going to the National Governors Association meetings. Well, that's a reasonable expense. I've got to assume that the taxpayers paid for that. Taxpayers did not pay for her to go to the Super Bowl. That was, I don't know, some other groups paid for her to do that. So taxpayers are not on the hook for that. But the governor, you know, to go to the National Governors Association meeting, where you're going to meet with the other 49 governors, and you're going to talk to the president, and you're going to talk to department heads and all that kind of stuff down in D.C., that's a reasonable ask, right? Ship her butt out of here on a plane, and she goes to these meetings, and then comes back, and hopefully gets some good ideas from some of the good governors out there, and maybe implements them. But excuse me, she is boycotting. She boycotted this morning's meeting with President Trump, and she's not going to the Governors Association meetings or night of the staff. She's not going to go, but she's still in Washington. Now, I assume she went on your nickel. My nickel, too. If she's not there to do what she's supposed to do, or what the intent was of her traveling there, don't you think she owes us money for that? I'd like to be able to talk to a press secretary, but these people hide under rocks, so they don't talk to us. They don't talk to me, anyway. They might talk to Mass Live, or they might talk to some of the other liberal people, like at the Boston Globe and the TV stations up in Boston, but they don't talk to me, ever. I don't know why. I'm getting a complex. They just don't want to. Tim's got an advantage in that he is he's right there. He can chase her around. I don't have that advantage. She doesn't come here often enough for me to chase her around. The one time she came here was on Monday. I was on vacation. I was out of the state. And I paid for it myself. Nobody paid for my trip out of the state. But Yeah, I think I'd be asking, and Tim said he's going to ask her about that. And I know he will, too. I know Tim. You know, there's one time Tim really impressed the hell out of me. He was just he was working here as a news guy, and Elizabeth Warren had scheduled an appearance on my program and then found out who I was and what I did and canceled the appearance. Wouldn't come on. She's not alone, by the way. None of these people around here will come on. Not many of these Democrats will, anyway. excuse me. I'm sorry. So Tim found out that she was going to be out at UMass Dartmouth for something, so he chased her down out there. And he did a great interview with her, brought it back, and I played it here. And asked all the questions that I wanted to ask, he asked. Can't remember what the answers were, but there was stupidity as usual. But anyway, so Maura Healey, you know, talking about the mess with SNAP benefits here, right? And Jim McGovern and Seth Moulton. The reason we have a disaster in SNAP benefits in Massachusetts is because of Trump. It's Trump's fault, right? That's what they say. The reason that we have so much corruption, so much fraud and abuse, it's Trump. And that's not even the problem. We don't even have abuse, they say. There's no fraud and abuse here. The only fraud and abuse is that Trump is cutting SNAP benefits. And people are going to starve. People are going to die, they tell us. Now, the problem with SNAP in Massachusetts, first of all, is too many people are getting it. People who don't deserve it. People who shouldn't have it. Illegal immigrants are getting it. People who could be working are getting it. People who cheat and steal from hardworking taxpayers are getting it. As a result of that, we have such a disaster within that department. Such a disaster. You know, I'm going to call out Senator Montigny because he is a chairman of the committee. The five Republicans in the state Senate have gone to him and said, look, you know, we need a, what is it, oversight, I think it is, oversight committee or whatever. We need a review. We need to find out what's going on. You know, Tim Dunn is blowing their socks off up there with all of his reporting on this. You know, and the whistleblower story, if you haven't seen it, go in the Boston Herald. It was last Sunday, about all of the waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on. He said, you wouldn't even believe it. It's unbelievable. And you know how the bosses are telling employees, don't even question it. Don't even do anything. Just hand out the money. Hand out the money. Just, you know, hand it out. So five Republican senators, including Dooner and Taunton, have asked for, and Peter Durant and others have asked for Montigny's committee to take a look at it. And he's saying, well, you know, I got to go look and see what's here. There's a reason for it. No, there is a reason for an investigation. Senator, with all due respect, Senator, yes, there is a reason for an investigation. You've got enough information before you now to say, yes, let's have an investigation. Whether you look at the whistleblower report that Tim Dunn wrote about and consider that, certainly that should be a part of it. The whistleblower should be invited to testify. Tim should be invited to testify since he did the interview with the whistleblowers. But even beyond that, what about the $7 million that the two Haitian bros were raking in? EBT SNAP fraud was it Roxbury? Boston area anyway. They had two fake storefronts and they would say, what about the $12 million that auditor Diana DeSaglio uncovered just for the last fiscal year? $12 million just for the last fiscal year. What about the, you know, the big fraud scheme that was just uncovered by the U.S. attorney, Leah Foley? Isn't that enough to say, yeah, gee, maybe we need to have an investigation? Especially since Montigny's own party is saying, well, gee, you know, there's no fraud. The only fraud here is that Trump won't give us enough money. Hello? Who would give you money with all of the waste, fraud, and abuse that is evident now? And this is just the surface stuff. God only knows what's going on under the surface that we don't even know about. Montigny should be saying, yes, we're going to have an investigation. Don't you think there should be an investigation? Don't you know enough at this point that says yes? What is an investigation about, right? Investigate. You investigate to see if there's any wrongdoing. Or maybe there's not. But you investigate. That's what an investigation is. So, you know, with all of this stuff that's hitting the fan, I say yes to an investigation. Should be no, you know, not even thinking about it. Just, yes, I'm going to have an investigation. We're going to have a hearing. That's all they want is a hearing. Let's have a hearing. Call people before the hearing and ask questions. Why are we confused about this? Why are we not saying yes? Why are we not doing that? Probably just politics as usual, right? I've got to get the break in. We're coming right back after this. Stay tuned.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
One. Dangers rarely lie out in the open. So no matter where you live, it's important to know harmful pests can hide in and around your home.
Here I come.
Rodents and cockroaches are drawn to food waste and garbage.
I know you're out here.
Ticks lurk in tall grasses, and mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water.
I can hear you.
Rodents, ticks, and mosquitoes can all spread dangerous diseases.
I gotcha.
Seek the facts you need at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
I take care of the kids, and I take care of my dad. I take care of things at work. The doctor's visits, the family events, mealtimes, bedtimes. I take care of all the things everyone else needs. But I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression, but help is available. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. Mental Health Care works when you make the call. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
All right, welcome back into the program. It is 2:47 now on a Friday afternoon, continuing to rain out there. We're watching the potential for a major snowstorm overnight Sunday and through the day on Monday. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch. And this is one of those that's going to hug the coast. So there's always the chance that it could pull a little bit further to the east and we get nothing. But at the moment, they think it could be a significant snowfall for our area. We'll keep you posted on that and let you know what's going to go on. So listen, on the subject of Department of Transitional Assistance, right, and aid and fraud and all of this, State House News Service reported this morning that Michael Cole has been, not the guy from the Mod Squad, but Michael Cole has been appointed to be the commissioner of the Department of Transitional Assistance after serving as acting heads in September. Cole stepped into the acting role following the retirement of former commissioner Jeff McHugh and oversaw DTA through the recent suspension of the SNAP program. During the federal government shutdown, DTA is going through a critical time. Health and Human Services Secretary Kyan Mahania said, announcing the appointment and calling Cole the right leader for the agency as it adapts to federal pressures, including changes tied to the big One Big Beautiful Bill. Trump's fault, right? Here we go again. It's all Trump's fault. Cole joined the DTA, Department of Transitional Assistance, in 2014. This is, 12 years ago. After 5 years with the State Department of Public Health, working with homeless families. So this guy's a part of the problem. We've got all of this corruption and misspent money and all of this kind of stuff going on. Dude has been part of the problem. Now he's been made the boss. He must just love all of this chaos. Because in the midst of the chaos, she takes a guy who's been involved in the chaos for 12 years and makes him the boss now. Just a couple of moments ago, I got a press release from Brian Shortsleeve, the Republican candidate for governor. He says, Massachusetts just learned from a whistleblower that fraud inside DTA is rampant. Federal prosecutors have uncovered major fraud rings. The state auditor has documented millions in public benefits fraud. The appropriate response is to clean house, not elevate an agency insider. That's not accountability. That's the Beacon Hill status quo. Protect insiders, ignore failures, and hope taxpayers don't notice. Promoting leadership in the middle of a fraud scandal sends a clear message that nothing is going to change. Taxpayers and vulnerable families both lose when fraud is ignored. Every dollar stolen is a dollar taken from somebody who truly needs help. Healy's response isn't to stop the fraud, but to resist legitimate attempts by the federal government to protect this program, its beneficiaries, and the taxpayers. Statement from Brian Shortsleeve about all of this. I mean, this is just insanity. And then you put the spin doctors out there. As we mentioned a little bit earlier when we were talking with Tim, you got Seth Moulton, the clown that's running, the Democrat congressman that's running against Ed Markey. And Jim McGovern, Havana Jim, blaming the whole mess in Massachusetts on Trump. Trump has nothing to do with it. Trump actually stepped up. Here's the problem. You know, when there are problems with funding, oh, the federal government is stopping our funding. It's all funded by the federal government. It is stopping our funding, and people are going to die. But when there's a mess in the agency and there's corruption, well, that's Trump's fault. No, the program is run by the state. The federal government sends the money, and the federal government stopped sending money because there was so much corruption. Said, figure it out. Send us your lists. We'll figure it out for you. So what does Healy do? Take an insider who's been in government in these programs, giveaway programs since time immemorial, and makes him the boss of all of this. How crazy is this? This is like being in an insane asylum. It's like one flew over the freaking cuckoo's nest here. He's going to fix it? He was there as the assistant when it all fell apart. Actually, I think probably it's been falling apart for many more years. I don't think any governor... Healy is completely destroyed it, but I think it was well on its way under Baker, under Deval Patrick, under Jane Swift, under Mitt Romney and Salucci and all of them. Nobody cares about these programs. They're funded by the federal government. Just pump the money in and nobody pays a damn bit of attention as to where it's going. It's only your money, right? But Trump says, hey, wait, we've got to reform this. Oh, Trump's trying to kill people. Oh, he's trying to starve people. Oh. It's enough to drive a sane person crazy. Quick break. We're coming right back. Welcome back. Everybody wants to rule the world, right? It is at 2:59. I don't want to rule the world. I really don't. I don't want to rule the world. I have no desire to rule the world. I just want to go home and relax and read my book. That's all I want to do. Let everybody else fight about who rules the world. Nobody asked my opinion anyway, so there's that, right? All right, it is a Friday afternoon. We're going to have this kind of stuff for the rest of the day. Some showers, maybe a little bit of freezing rain, maybe a little bit of snow flurries mixed in. But the big thing is Sunday night from midnight right through the day on Monday. Apparently, could be a lot of snow. We have a winter storm watch in effect, and they're watching for the potential of a goodly amount of snow. Bigly.